Let's go to your calls to Wade in Scottsdale, Arizona. Wade, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
I've been a long-time listener, but I got to tell you are really driving me nuts. You, lately, it seems, you have become Mr. Reasonable. And I'm telling you, McConnell and every other Republican that voted, whose vote enabled this thing to pass yesterday, ought to be hung out to dry and called to task, not praised. And you
okay,
know
well, tell me, Wade, let me just answer. Can you answer a question for me? Wade, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, here's the question. What should have happened? If you were Mitch McConnell, what would you have done?
I would have voted my conscience and the way my constituents wanted me to. I wouldn't have voted to close anything. If it happens, it happens. But on the matter and on the vote to close the argument, you vote the way you think you should vote based on what your constituents are telling
you. No, you vote what you should vote based upon what's good for the country. Tell me how it would have been good for the country to keep this confrontation going when you know exactly how it's going to end.
Because you put it back on the Democrats. If they
That was exactly what the strategy was. Hold on for a moment. You know who took it away from the Democrats? Ted Cruz. If Ted Cruz doesn't threaten to filibuster, right, then every Republican votes against it, just as pledged. They all vote against it, and the Democrats own it. The only reason that any Republican had to vote positively on any aspect of this was to allow the vote to be taken. It had already passed in the House.
Yeah, and Boehner voted for it.
Correct, and so did 10% of the Republicans in the House. And
so
the answer to that...
Why are the Republicans helping the process?
Because I'll tell you, Wade, their responsibility is not to answer to their constituents. Their responsibility is the welfare of the United States of America. And will you tell me how it would be a good thing if they didn't raise the debt ceiling?
No. See, this is what I'm talking about. Mr. Reasonable, you're giving them cover.
That's not cover. It is the truth. It is logic. It is reality. Can you tell me how it would be a good thing for our country, which I love and you love? How it would be a good thing for people who are out there looking for work? How it would be a good thing for people who have their life savings at stake to go ahead and risk another downgrading of our credit rating, to risk default, to risk a major depression, to score a few political points?
It's not political points. It's about right or wrong. We're spending more than we're taking in. You're either for that or against it, and you should vote accordingly.
Okay.
Boehner voted for it.
Wade, I do believe that we should not be spending more than we're taking in. That should be a goal. But to immediately cut it off, how many hundreds of thousands of American troops do you want to fire? How many aircraft carriers do you want to decommission? How many government departments do you want to shut down immediately? And how much chaos do you want to impose on the American people?
Those are the only choices?
Yes, that was the only choice, Wade. Do you not understand?
We were up against it. There are other things that can be cut.
Okay, they can't be cut quickly enough, right?
Yes, it can. It's talking about standing up and cutting the right things and doing the right things.
Okay, so the point, you're right. These are games. That was what Ted Cruz was doing. It was only a game. He knew, everyone knew. Everyone knew sooner or later they were going to have to increase the debt ceiling. Because, frankly, you have to, quote, play games when you have a Democratic senator, Democratic Senate, and a Democratic president of the United States. And the idea that all of a sudden you can just say no and things are going to be fine. Look, you're talking about real damage to real people. Again, to life savings, to jobs, to homes, to an economy. And you want to crash that economy? It's craziness, unfortunately.